I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny because there's only a few words that you could actually use to just open up a show like this. Like, how have you been? Or something kooky like that. Anyways, what's going on? It's DB2Bets brought to you by BetStamp, where we use the BetStamp app to find the best odds available across all different sports books. You know the drill. And by, beer, clean, fresh, refreshing as well. 100 calories per pop. Over 200 locations available in Ontario. Visit yupbeer.com to find one near you. Cheers. How's it going?
What's up? What's up, boys?
What's going on? Very, very good. It's your host, Josh Elijah here. Hopefully you've been having a great week, great weather. Hopefully you've been making bundles of money, placing lots of picks. To my right, no Michael this week either. He's taking care of daddy duties as they are expecting real soon. Really, really stoked to be Uncle Jish over here in a bit. I guess like they're getting close. It's not quite the red zone yet for them. It's more like they're like in field goal territory, but it's not like a, it's not like a 50 yarder or anything. Like it's a chip in. They're like looking around like 30 yards. So you can obviously tell that I'm fucking excited for the football season when I'm making analogies to his baby. ready to get this shit going. But as always, I got my right hand man, one of my good pals and best friends, really, Birdman.
Hello.
Up in the corner. Burr, burr, burr. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm out here. Just chilling.
You're out here. Man, we've just been, it's just been so great with everything that's been going on this week. We got a lot of fun, exciting news coming up to be able to share with you guys. But we've been in and out of meetings. This week has been hectic for us, but like, it's been good. It's been a nonstop grind for us. Lots of exciting stuff coming up in the pipe.
Pretty pumped, to say the least.
To say the least. Lots of fun stuff. So stay tuned to find out more about that. But without further ado, I'm going to bring in our guest for the show. I am super stoked to be able to have him on the show. He's a fellow stand-up comedian. I've had the chance to work with him in Toronto and Ontario abroad. He's a Birda boy, so we've been able to actually work out west as well. And he's actually on tour right now. He's in BC, Vancouver, if I'm not mistaken. But we got also the host of the Walk Off podcast. It's an incredible Blue Jays podcast that I actually had the chance to be able to jump on and be a guest on the show. Had a fantastic time and can't wait to jump back on. It is an incredible podcast. Very knowledgeable people when it comes to the sport itself.
I tuned into that one.
Oh yeah, dude, it was an absolute delight. And you know, just to be able to talk to everyone that was on the panel as well. There's so many great baseball minds on that show. And this is one of them. And he's the co-host of it. We got Scott Belford, a.k.a. Scotty Too Hottie, the Belf himself. Jeez. Scott.
Gentlemen, hello. It's so good to be here. Let me tell you, I was trying to think, too. I'm like, how do I enter this without saying hello?
It's tough, man. Hello. It's just like... It's good
word. Because when we were talking before you hit record, we were much less of I was like, oh, he's coming in hot.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I mean, yo, hello is a real good opener. Like it's got to be up there, like top five for me, I have to say. But how's it going,
it's
man?
It's a classic, if you will. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So yeah, you're on the road right now. You're out in Van City.
I'm in Vancouver right now. So appreciate you making the time zones work here. I know that we're 3 hours apart, so we had to do a little bit of tough math there, but here we are. Yeah.
Buddy, well, it's beer o'clock wherever we are, so we made it
perfect.
Work.
Well, I'm feeling the same thing. I'm playing Comedy After Dark, the club out here, so looking forward to that all weekend.
That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. good stuff. That's great, man. Let's jump into it as well. I'd love to, just going back even to the Walk Off podcast as well. Like I mentioned, fantastic show. Had a great time on there.
Appreciated you being on, man. That was fun just to see. Yeah. It's been too long with this damn pandemic, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And but now, like we were saying before, like we have the chance to be able to meet over Zoom or any sort of streaming service as well. So it's great to be able to make things like that happen. But yeah, let's for our viewers and whatnot and our listeners, why don't we pull back the curtain as to how the Walk-Off even started? Because you've been having some incredible guests, former Blue Jays, current Blue Jays on the show. And tell us how it all started.
Well, I've been very lucky. Like, I'm a huge Blue Jays fan, have been my whole life, have put myself through all sorts of emotional trauma following this team through the highs and the lows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, buddy.
And it's funny because there are so many Blue Jays fans across this country, but it's not like hockey. You know, you kind of got to find your pockets. So I would always wind up like looking for people who are into talking baseball and can really nerd out with me.
Yeah.
And I wound up being on the road March 2020 with Adam Mack, my co-host now. And we were just talking Blue Jays. And he was like, man, it is just so fun talking baseball with you. Would you ever do a podcast about it? You should. And I was kind of like, well, man, I'm on the road. And any comic who's been on the road and made their living as that for a year or two, the grind is real, right?
Dude, so you are the poster boy for Road Warrior, man. Like, you are everywhere, and I fucking salute you for it. Like, it's a fucking grind, man. So, yeah.
So, absolutely. I said no. Like, when he asked me, I was like, what? Oh, man, I'm like, I can't imagine finding the time to do this. Like, I'm always on the road anyways. And, you know, so that tour we were on March 2020, it literally shut down during COVID. So we were on the road together in Saskatchewan when all the venues shut down, the whole country shut down. And we were like, okay, well, I guess we'll take this up in 2 weeks, right? Couple of optimists. We were like, this won't last long. We'll get right back out there right away.
Yeah.
Anyways, fast forward a bit. And I'll be honest, man, I was like pretty depressed come about May or June, you know, the baseball season, for those of you who forget too, like it was supposed to start and everyone was looking forward to it. And then even that, they couldn't get their shit together to figure out how to come together, the players union.
And, oh yeah, absolutely.
So Adam called me in June and he was like, hey man, I know you said you wouldn't do a baseball podcast, but there's nothing else going on. If I do all of the back end stuff and you do all the show prep and stuff, would you be into doing it? And so that's kind of how it started. For the first 6 months, buddy, it was just 14 listeners, pretty much. My brother and my dad and
His brother, man.
And his dad. And
far too familiar with that grind. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned like being a, you know, stand up is a grind. It's like, then you get into the podcast thing and you're like, this is such a grind too, man. Yeah, it's like
you're going like this is again. The like starting off, you're like, fuck, it's like I'm hitting up open mics all over again. It's nuts.
Yeah, man. Well, it was funny too because Adam really pushed for us to be on YouTube, and I was just like, man, no, we just need audio. Like, let's not deal with the video side of things. And here I am, a 40-year-old YouTuber, buddy. Like,
yeah, dude.
Same, man. Absolute same with us. Like, I'm just like, because we were figuring out like how to do a podcast as well and everything when we first started with Down by Two, and you know, figuring out how to get things on Spotify, it's like, that's great. And then you know, and then we got on Apple Podcasts, which is like fantastic, and our listeners are growing on there. And then, you know, even when it kind of came to joining up with Betstamp and stuff, and it was always just something, it was just like, I just don't have the time to really be doing this for like putting it on YouTube. That's now where it's just sort of like, okay, we at least need to put it up there. And now it's the same sort of thing. Like, we just started, our YouTube channel is very green, but we're very much in the early stages as well. And I mean, like, it is comforting for, you know, a couple newbies like us right now on YouTube to see you guys and where you guys started, which is, feels like the same sort of place.
You've
grown and developed such a following.
I mean, I'm a little blown away with it. Honestly, we're pushing 3,500 subscribers. The channel is monetized. We're making money monthly on it now. We've been very lucky too, and maybe a little bit of foresight, because I know this is one thing Adam said, is that we should start reaching out to all these minor league guys within the Blue Jays organization, and then maybe 3-4 years down the road, some of them will make the majors. But man, it has been the opposite of that. We've wound up talking to like 50 plus prospects within this Blue Jays organization, and we've watched 10 kind of make their major league debuts and be like, hey,
who are some of those?
So
just off the top of your head, we
talked to, so last year we had Nick Allgaier on the show and he made his major league debut. We had Taylor Sesedo on the show. And he made his major league debut. Kirby Snead. And this was kind of cool. So we had Kirby Snead on the show. And then I went to the Jays and Seattle's games in Seattle. My girl and I are on the street. And all of a sudden this dude next to me goes, Scott? What are you doing here? And I turn and, man, I had to double take. It's Kirby Snead.
It's Kirby Gunner Snead. Dude, that is incredible, man.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That is awesome, dude.
Josh Palacio was another guy that we had on the show who made his debut last year. And then, I mean, we were very lucky. We got to sit down in April with Danny Jansen while he was injured. And that's, you know,
that's incredible.
A thrill. And then, you know, like I've been a Blue Jays fan my whole life. So we actually got to talk to Sean Green and Pat Hankin and like these guys that I'm just like, what the hell? The Sportsnet people have been incredibly generous with their time with us, and we've gone through almost all of them. So yeah, man, it's been a whirlwind, but it's been cool.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's crazy because like we've been able to like sometimes like people ask us like, how do you get some of these people on your show? And it's like, sometimes all you got to do is just ask.
Yeah.
And it might just be our comedy hustle again, just kind of getting out there and asking for stage time or asking to book us for a one night sort of thing.
Yeah.
It really is sort of like channeling that sort of business development muscle, if you will, and just going out there and just, you gotta be fearless sometimes. Just slide into some DMs because you never know.
For sure. Yeah, get creative. I know we've been helped a couple times. Exactly. We've been helped a couple times too by, like, we talked to Tim Mayza last year while he was injured before now he's like the best high leverage lefty in this pen, or was when he wasn't injured, but he's coming back. But he put in when we reached out to Danny Jansen, I guess he had put in a good word for us, and that was one of the reasons why Danny came on, right? And like,
and that's what's so refreshing about your show as well, is that when you come onto the show, especially as a pro baseball player, talking to you and Adam as well, like you guys you're so knowledgeable of the sport as well. So it's not like you're talking to any sort of regular fan. Like, you guys know your shit. So it is super refreshing to be on your show. So that really is incredible, man. That is awesome. So kudos to you guys. Kudos to the walk-off.
Well, thanks a lot, buddy.
Make sure you guys go check out that show as well. Hopefully get back on it as well. Man, this is exciting times
you're
right
more
now.
Than welcome. It was great having you on. And again, for everyone listening, it's the Walk-Off Podcast, wherever you get your audio, and we're on YouTube as well. So there you go.
Absolutely.
There's my plug.
Definitely recommend it for sure. Absolutely. Speaking of which, let's get into our picks here. But before we do, I know that now you are kind of a part now of the BetStamp family.
Yes.
And you've been in contact with our boy Josh Goodwin. Shout out Goody.
Yes.
And he was super excited to hear that you're on the show with us as well today. And great to be able to collaborate with another BetStamp show as well. So tell us a little bit about what's going on with BetStamp and you guys.
It was really cool even when he reached out, because it's a little bit, you know how it is. Like, we go, as comics, right? You work so hard to get funny and to get good and move up, and it takes so freaking long. So to watch this podcast kind of get to a point where within 2 years we're being offered sponsorship and partnership deals, it was really validating. And
absolutely.
So Adam and I we both do like to micro bet, you know, like I've always been a guy who likes to live bet, and I get a kick out of you just become so invested in these games. You don't give a shit.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah. Especially like, the live bet too. Yeah, man.
It's so fun. Like, I love watching a ball game where, let's say, a team takes a 3-0 lead in the fifth and then betting against them, because the odds are really good. But also, if you lose that buck, who cares? Right. So what Adam and I decided to do was take the angle of Scott and Adam suck at betting. And that's kind of the name of the show.
Love it.
And we just literally talk about, you know, these micro bets that we're doing or what we did in the week. And, you know,
make a couple bucks, make some grocery money.
Exactly. And also, it's kind of cool that, you know, to be able to give the information about BetStamp out, because now that I've found it as an app, like, it absolutely, if even if you are betting little bits of money, you might as well make as much money as you can, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And yeah, for sure. For anyone obviously listening, you need to make sure that you go check out betstamp.app/Ontario. That is the page, and use our promo code DB2 to gain access to all of those sweet, sweet sign up bonuses that these sports books have to offer. But you're absolutely right. And that's something like, I can't believe I'm like, I stress this so much, but if you are watching this or listening to this and you don't have the BetStamp app yet, you need to pause this and go into the App Store, whether it's an Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, and download the BetStamp app, because it is literally the only, it's free, and it's free. The only app that you need when it comes to checking lines for betting. As a gambler, this is literally the only app that you need in order to be checking the lines, and then being able to...
I just love the idea that there's like a Trivago for betting sites.
You know,
where you
exactly
can actually, it's so nice and easy to just like open it up and be like, oh, there's the best deal. That's the way to do it.
That's okay. Where you're going to find the most bang for your buck. Exactly. Yeah. So, and you know what, man, like that's a great way to look at things too. I mean, like you, for you not being like a heavy, heavy better sort of thing, it's great to be able to have you on here, 'cause you are an incredible baseball mind, and to be able to take some of our gambling savvy or whatever, we're going to put our heads together and try and pick a couple winners for this week. And these are going to be our bets for Friday, August the 19th. And we're going to be doing a little bit of coverage over the weekend as well, which I'll be able to share with you guys towards the end of the show. But let's start off with some baseball picks for Friday, August 19th. And Scotty boy, you got two. I think it's safe to say that we should start off with our Blue Jays, who have been, it has been worrisome as of recent.
Yikes. Yeah, it has been a rough week. Mm-hmm. It has been rough since coming out of the All-Star break, in all honesty. It's funny because yesterday I needed that game. Like, I even tweeted that out. Forget about the Blue Jays needing that win. I needed that win.
Scott needs it.
And I like baseball.
Yeah. You
know, like, when you're only watching your team lose, you're like, do I even like this sport?
Dude, I ask myself that all the time. It's just, especially this week. And you know what's just been troubling is that, like, not only did we drop two of three, the other one was postponed, obviously, the week before. But then this was our second chance to, like, get another crack at a Baltimore team who has been playing incredible baseball right now.
Amazing baseball, absolutely.
And for us, like, we needed that win yesterday, because otherwise, like, our clubhouse just would not be in very good spirits and just not really well prepared going into this 4-game set against the Yankees.
Oh, just all these teams that you're competing with right in that glob, that wild card glob. Like, I think there's something like six teams within 3 games of each other. It's insane how tight it has become.
Literally, so, our whole division has a chance to make it into the playoffs. Like, it's getting ridiculous.
Massive games. Massive series. This Yankee series.
Yeah.
Massive series. Yeah.
It's crazy. So, but yeah, I guess let's talk about, speaking of which, let's talk about the Blue Jays as they're going into, they're going into New York. And we are going to be taking the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that, Scotty.
So, and this isn't homerism. Nope. I truly believe that the Blue Jays are going to take tomorrow's game. Now, they're not favored. Obviously, it's in New York. Both teams, by the way, if you look at their last week, and let's take out yesterday's game, or Wednesday's game, if you will, where the Jays scored 6 runs and the Yankees scored 8. Prior to that, the 7 games prior to that, the Blue Jays averaged 2.5 runs a game and the Yankees averaged 2.35 runs per game.
Yes.
Neither team are scoring. Both teams are built around their bats, and that has not been the case.
No,
right. So when you look at tomorrow's matchup, and you look at the pitchers on the hill, you've got Kevin Gausman, the Blue Jays, if not their best pitcher, right behind Manoa at number two, and then you've got Jameson Taillon with the Yankees, who has stayed healthy this year. He's put up some really good numbers.
He's been impressive. Very
man, his Achilles heel his whole career has been he can't stay on the field. So it's good to see him staying on the field, just not when he's playing the Blue Jays. But I still really look at this matchup and think Kevin Gausman has the edge for a few reasons. Okay, he had a rough start last time he hit the mound, and rough start might be overstating it, because it really wasn't it wasn't a bad start. He wasn't hitting his spots like he normally does, but also the team put up zero runs behind him. He didn't get out of the fifth inning, which is rare for Kevin Gausman.
So frustrating, yeah.
And he had some bad luck. Like, he wasn't giving up. He wasn't giving up home runs. He wasn't being hit all over the field. He gave up 9 hits, which is way too many, but they were soft, you know, like they were dropping in. The balls had eyes.
Yeah.
If you look at Kevin Gausman throughout this season, every single time he has had a start, like we watched him do last time, he has come out with a dominant performance. Mm-hmm. Check the numbers every single time.
Absolutely.
He's a bounce back guy.
He's a big pitcher game, and there has not been a bigger game and a bigger series than this Yankees series. Oh. I got to go with the Blue Jays on this.
Pivotal. And I do like that pick. I mean, it's tough because you get burned so often when you play for the homer team.
Of course.
And you root for the home team as well, with Jays obviously being on the road. But one of my concerns here is Jameson Taillon. The Blue Jays particularly haven't been hitting well, obviously, but one of the main things that's been staying them is not being able to hit any sort of any pitches like sinker balls. And yes. Jameson Taillon does throw a sinker. And like, do you think that he matches up well against our Blue Jays bats?
He does. I think this is going to be a 3-2 game. Like, this is.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't take it on the run line.
Take it on the run line. Go straight up with this. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. And you know what? I feel like, I mean, yeah, sure. It is. It might be a little bit of a homer pick, but we're going to give the edge to the Jays here. Oh, man, I'm nervous. And like, as soon as we finish recording this, we're going to have to flip on the game as well. But yeah, we are. I do like it. I'm nervous, but I do like it. I'm going to give it the thumbs up here. You're right. The Blue Jays have been playing bad. The bats have not been. We haven't been swinging the bats well. But yeah, neither have the Yankees. The Yankees have actually been playing.
That's the thing. The slumping. One team that has played worse than the Blue Jays since this All-Star break is the New York Yankees. So,
and if we could have just been playing like a fraction better, then we could have made up a little bit of ground. I remember, man, that was one of our key talking points for when I was on the show, is do the Blue Jays actually have what it takes? I think we were like 12 back at that point when I was on the show. Do they have what it takes? And like, fuck yeah, we might have if we fucking played baseball. Yeah.
Well, it is insane. It's insane they made up ground in that time. Like, they're 10 games back right now, and they have played, I think they were like 3-11. Yeah.
That's, oh man, it's been brutal. So, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to take the Toronto Blue Jays on the money line, and the best odds that are available, we use the BetStamp app, and we found them at +110 on Caesars Sportsbook. Caesars Sportsbook has got to be one of our favorites as well, so make sure you download the app and use Caesars Sportsbook as well. But yeah, we're going to take the Blue Jays, Kevin Gausman, as he's taking them out against Jameson Taillon. Money line, +110 on Caesars Sportsbook. Whew, okay.
Damn.
Moving on. I feel like my heart was pounding out of my chest there. Yeah. I'm getting so fucking fired up over these Jays.
I know, because we're invested. This is why I love this next pick, right? It's Houston versus Atlanta. Who gives a shit?
Like, oh, man, you know what? Like, I fucking hate Houston, but damn, they are such a good baseball team, and I do like watching them. And guess what? I fucking love batting them too.
Yeah,
they have proven to be pretty, pretty, pretty good for me over the year. So yeah, let's talk to me about why we're going with the Astros here.
So we're going with Houston for a few reasons. Number one, let's give Atlanta some credit. Very good team.
I was
very,
just going to say, Atlanta's no joke.
No,
they currently sit the top spot, wild card in the National League. They're 72-47. They're a good team.
Great team.
But Houston is the king, though. Like, Houston has pretty much guaranteed to win this AL West since May. Like, I'm not taking anything against the Mariners, but they're not catching them. Like, they are not catching Houston. They are winning that AL West. They are dominant when it comes to their pitching. They just find a way to win. And listen, it is the dog days of summer.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Every single guy taking the field is hurting. Every single pitcher, especially sore at this time of year. But you know who is not? Lance McCullers Jr. Right. This is a dude who missed since October because of that strained flexor that he was dealing with. And so he came back for the first time just Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
He pitched six innings.
Scoreless.
He allowed 2 hits.
Yeah.
Scoreless.
Yeah.
No runs. He walked four, but he struck out five. And listen, he hasn't pitched in a major league game since October. You expect him to need to take a little time to find his spots. I think those four walks are only going to decrease in tomorrow's game or today, whenever you're watching this. I just look at this lineup, man, and the fact that Atlanta is favored is all because they're in their home park, and I truly believe that Lance McCullers is going to bring it. So if you're going to – I mean, they're both really good teams. It's probably a roll of the dice. I just kind of look at it and be like, if it is a roll of the dice, you might as well take the best odds. And because Houston isn't favored, go with it, right?
That is a great value pick, and I love the reasoning behind it. I mean, when you look at Kyle Wright as well, who's taking them out, he's having an
amazing season. He's having a killer season. I mean, his ERA is what, just over three? It's something ridiculous.
3.14?
Like, yeah. 3.14, yeah.
He's got a 14-5 record as well.
Yeah.
He throws a lot of curves and a lot of sinkers. So do you find the Astros lineup having any problems with that? I mean, they don't really have problems with much. Last time I checked the score, I think they were up 19-5.
Yeah,
against the White Sox right now. Like,
one of the things that separates this Houston team from the glob that is the wild card race, and one of the reasons they're going to win this division, is they're one of the best teams in baseball at recognizing off speed pitches. Bottom line. Top to bottom in that lineup, they recognize the off speed. They manage to stay off of it, or they sit on it. Yep. Again, I mean, this Houston team is what were they here? Like 74, and I'd need to look before I do that. But like they're going to win 100+ games this year.
77-43.
Everyone was going crazy about the Yankees, and they were playing like the first half of the season. Yeah. They were playing some fucking legendary baseball, but Houston is just still plugging away and doing their thing. Yeah. And man, they are consistent. And it's just like, I mean, like I have Jose Altuve and Yordan Alvarez in my fantasy team. And let me tell you, they've been great all year. And it's a team that I've been watching, a team that I've been betting as well. And I like it. I think it's a great value pick for them to be plus money here. I definitely think it's great to take them on the money line. So we're going to go with the Houston Astros money line plus 116. On FanDuel. FanDuel having the slight edge over other sports books there. So we were able to catch them at plus 116, because why not? If it's a better odd, you might as well take it. We got Lance McCullers taking the mound. He had a fantastic first start and going up against a very dominant pitcher with Kyle Wright. Again, another roll of the dice here. But I like it. I like the way it stinks.
Gotta take fresh arm. You know,
fresh arm, fully healed arm. I love it. Absolutely, Bird.
I'm going to put my my fresh arm to work here as I open up another. Yep.
Nice.
Look at that. Okay. Moving along here. That is great. We're going to do a recap here. I did want to mix things up a little bit and touch on the BMW Championship. A little bit of PGA action here. Scott, are you much of a golfer? Do you follow PGA? I didn't really have a chance to chat about this before the show. But.
No, I don't. It's funny. I used to really be into the PGA, like in my early 20s. I just, I'm such a bad golfer, and I blame my wife. She only lets me friggin' spend all of my life watching sports, and so I got to pick which ones I do. Right?
Hey, right, exactly. And you know what? I think like we're in the same boat as well. Like I feel like we're pretty similarly built, just tall and gangly. So my swing is brutal too, and it's only been deteriorating. So I'm a pretty shite golfer. If I'm breaking 100, I'm jumping for joy. We have the PGA. We have a little bit of PGA action here for you. We're going to the BMW Championship. I got on the horn with our co-host here, Mike Fulmer, and was chatting with him before. He says obviously he wasn't able to make the show, so we're just like, let's talk a little bit of PGA action. And he's like, you know what? We gotta sprinkle a little bit on his boy JT, old JT Thunder Justin Thomas. We're taking Justin Thomas in the BMW Championship here. Not taking him to win. We're going to just take him to place top five. And I think there's great value in that. We got him at plus 350 available on BetRivers, another fantastic app. Yeah, plus 350 to place top five. Now, I love it. It's great. I mean, Justin Thomas, one of the best golfers in the world. He's a fan favorite. How can you not go for JT here to place top five? So just looking at a couple of the interviews of watching a couple of interviews of him, even after his round that he had today, he is tied for third right now, shooting great, playing great golf. He's minus five after day one. Just two back of the leader, which is at minus seven. And you look at the leaderboard, like he's pretty well positioned and he is confident. This is the first time that they're playing this at the Wilmington Country Club in Delaware. But he's saying it is birdie central. It is a birdie party going on right now. The greens are wide open. There's a lot of room to be able to, a lot of room for forgiveness with this course as well. It's the first time that they've done it here, and he seems very confident. The guy seems like he's like ready to strike and be able to take him in the top five. I like it at the plus 350 money. That is great. So yeah, I definitely think, you know, especially with it being the first time they've ever done a tournament here of this caliber for the PGA. I definitely think that, you know, these courses might come across to be maybe a little bit easier. He seems very comfortable with the course is what I'm trying to say. So I definitely like this pick. JT's up there. I mean, you can obviously go for some of the other top dogs as well. But JT, I think we're going to go Justin Thomas here, and to get him at plus 350. Bet Rivers has the best odds by far. So this one's for you, Mikey. We're taking Justin Thomas to place top five in the B&W Championship, plus 350, available on Bet Rivers. Download that app too. It's a phenomenal app to use when you're line shopping and placing bets. But here it is. We have kind of come to the end of our show here, where we like to wrap everything up, tie it with a bow, and kiss it goodbye. But here we have our ding, ding, ding. Our pick and roll brought to you by BetStamp, where we're using that BetStamp app to find the best odds available across all different sports books and by Yup Beer. Make sure you visit yupbeer.com to find a location near you. There's over 200 locations in Ontario, so chances are there's one right down the road from you. So cheers. Gotta like the way that tastes. All right, we're going to be taking the Toronto Blue Jays on the money line, plus 110, available on Caesars Sportsbook as Gausman takes the mound against Jameson Taillon. Definitely going to be a great matchup, but we're going to give it to our Toronto Blue Jays as we're going to be rolling the dice. Definitely like the edge that we have with that game. Then we're moving on over to the Houston Astros as we're taking the money line, plus 116, available on FanDuel as we're going with McCullers over right for this game as well. Followed by Justin Thomas to place top five at the BMW Championship, plus 350 on Bet Rivers. Lock it and load it. One more time for Scott Belford, everyone on the show. Scott,
thanks for having me, guys. This was great.
Dude, we got to have you. We got to have you back on, especially in play when it's playoff baseball as well. Obviously, like October is just going to be bonkers with all the other sports starting up. We're going to have hockey and basketball, football, full fledged.
It really is the sweetest spot. It's either April or October.
April or October, baby. Ooh, I love it. I love it so much. Scott, tell us what else is going on. Anyone who's listening and anyone who's watching, where can they find you next as you're touring around?
Okay, so if there are any Vancouverites listening to the show, I am in Vancouver until Monday. Shows at Comedy After Dark every 7:30 and 10, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hopefully we see you there. And then I am touring Saskatchewan and Alberta throughout September. So
right on, right on. Yeah. That's amazing, man. I love going to Saskatchewan. Like Saskatoon, always been a bunch
of fun
shows.
It is so underrated.
It's so underrated, man. It's great. I mean, that was one of my first tours ever going out west and checking out Saskatchewan as well. And Alberta, obviously the homeland for you as well. So have yourself a safe trip, safe travels. Keep killing it out there. One more time for Josh Elijah Birdman as well. Thank you so much for watching. Help us out. You know, just drop us a little like, a share, a fucking subscribe, all that good stuff.
We're YouTubers and we're old. Subscribe.
Look at us. Yo, I mean, speak for yourself there, Scotty, but all right, guys, thank you so much. Catch you next week and have yourself a great weekend. Win a bunch of bucks. Cheers.
DB2 Bets is brought to you by BetStamp. Visit betstamp.app/Ontario. Use promo code DB2 to find your favorite sports book. And by Yup Beer, award-winning craft light lager. Visit yupbeer.com to find a store near you.
let's go to the Blue Hotel. I wanna live at the Blue Hotel.
The podcast that goes everywhere the imagination dares. It's for the open-minded, the pleasure seeker. It's Jeff Woods with the new podcast about relationships and sexuality, theme-based with special guests, the Blue Hotel Hotline, and every episode climaxes with an adult bedtime story. Get a room and listen in at the Blue Hotel. Begins Friday, September 23rd.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jag and Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.